If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today on the ZabeCast, oh my, oh maher. Brett's terrible, no good, historically bad night of trying to make extra points. Plus other historic cases of the sports yips. Is this the end of Brady? Don't bet on it. Plus, are the Cowboys ready to break through? I'm eating free with Hatcher and Ronis tonight at his sweet private golf club. And your 40-minute dose of pure me is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Extra point is pushed wide right. Easy touchdown. Extra point is missed again.
Great job. Great drive, Dallas.
And now Maher misses again. He's missed three tonight, four in a row. And he has done it again.
And gets confused with the action and turns them loose.
And the extra point is good.
Wow, who had a worse night than Brett Maher of the Cowboys, who is still employed as of this hour. Four missed extra points. We are plausibly live today at the River Creek Club, where John Rodas has invited us in, the director of golf. Hatch is with me as well. Fresh off his Cowboys winning. You happy, Pappy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they look good.
They play to the competition.
They look good. Ronis, how you doing, brother? How's golf here in the middle Atlantic during the winter? You could have probably run some rounds out there today.
Yeah.
It was like 48 degrees
and this
soggy.
This week's going to be packed.
It's going to be
totally packed.
Because like tomorrow's going to be 60, right?
Yeah, I mean, you look for a break, but it hasn't happened yet. Since January 1, since like the day after Christmas.
Okay.
It's been crazy. So, right. Good and bad, right?
That is. And by the way, he missed five extra points counted
in
the game before.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you want to cut the guy? He's got 460-yarders. No NFL kicker has more than 460-yarders.
You're not going to cut him because it's an anomaly, as they're going to think this one time. But if it happens this week, he's gone.
Well, of course.
Well, they're probably going to lose.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean,
so did you see how wide his eyes were as the missed kicks kept piling up? Like, they did the zoom in on his face as he was kicking it. Like, it was the face of terror. It was like, shit!
And it was exactly the same kick. I don't know what the one was.
No.
Three in a row.
No, there is two open face flares OB.
Yep.
I know that well from my own golf game.
Exactly.
Then the third one. The third one was a dead yank.
Yank left.
So it wasn't a duck hook, okay. But it was a quick pull.
Yeah.
It was
dove hook, as I call it.
No, it didn't even hook. It was just a pull.
Just a pull.
Just a Yeah, out of bounds, no good. And then the fourth one, he hit the top.
I thought that counted.
No.
If it goes over the top,
it's got to go inside.
Does it? Because it skimmed right over the top. It skimmed the top of the pole.
Do you want to know the rule? This is the most nerdy thing I know because I'm a kicking nerd.
All right.
To be in a field goal, the outside edge of the ball must not cross the outside edge of the post. But do you think those refs can fucking see that?
No.
There's no chance. So
but could they can review it?
No, they can actually, believe it or not.
How ridiculous is that?
It's totally ridiculous that they're not allowed to review field goals by video replay.
Skimmed the top.
But you can review a home run in baseball. What's the difference?
Yes. It's the dumbest thing ever. And when they said that was the case, I'm like, well, then that's stupid. Because a lot of times these referees are like, did you really see that go over? And how are you going to judge?
Right. Well, you'll see them sometimes look at each other.
Sure, yeah.
They'll look at each other
They're like,
you saw it.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Is that in or not?
Please.
Well, the other thing is that they used to have 10 feet off the ground to the crossbar, then 30 feet of upright.
Yep.
Then the kickers got better, and they had to add another 10 feet of upright.
Okay.
That's 50 feet.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
10 crossbar, and then 40 feet. Yes, and they're still banging it over because kickers are a lot better. I was talking about they are stronger. I was talking about this with my boys, Scott and Solly, today on their podcast. They're like, you know, Mosley won the MVP in 82, and he only made 70% that year.
Wow.
But he made
like three game winners.
Yes.
And that was the difference.
And he had the record for the most consecutive field goals.
He did, which was only like 43.
Yeah.
It wasn't that impressive. So suffice to say, kicking has gotten a lot better.
Oh, because remember 50-yarder plus used to be the percentage was like 30-something percent, 20%.
Right.
Well, remember, the extra point was also taken from the 2-yard line. So now it's a 30-yard kick.
Yeah, right. It went from a 20-yard kick to a 33-yard kick. And what drove me crazy last night was on social media, a lot of reporters and people who cover the NFL are jumping out with their stats. This is the most missed extra points in a game since 32 when they started keeping records. I'm like, they fucking changed it 8 years ago, so nothing matters anymore.
Right.
It's the difference between a 3-foot putt and an 8-foot putt.
Yeah.
Or maybe three and five.
Yeah, it's not the same.
So anyway, I want to talk about the state of the art improving in certain things in sports, but I also want to talk about the yips. And we're going to talk football and whatever else here today. And thank you for the soda, Mr. Ronas.
You got it.
How's the restaurant here at River Creek?
You get to order whatever you want. It's all in the house today. River Creek is a premier facility.
Lobster Thermidor, here we come, Hatch.
They do have some good food.
Whatever you want.
How do you know?
Because I've eaten
They've let you into this club before?
I've eaten here plenty of times. Of course they have.
So what drives me crazy is I see this on social media. People that should know better say, why can't teams just get a kicker who never misses easy kicks?
Oh, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, are you kidding me?
No, there are
Who
serious
said
people
something like that.
I think the Barstool Sports account said that seriously. Like, why can't they just do that? I think I saw a couple other people, and I wanted to say, look here, motherfuckers, you've never kicked a ball. Most so-called athletic men can't get the ball in the air 20 yards through the uprights.
I couldn't.
It's actually quite hard. Yeah. If you have a soccer background,
I can kick a 35-yarder. I used to be able to.
Okay, and where did that come from? Did you play soccer growing up, or you're just an athlete?
I used to, you know, at our age, we
always
played
D1 football. I know.
But we were always outside, right? And me and my buddy used to go and have field goal kicking competitions over the swing set bar. And then we'd keep going back far to see who could make it from the farthest away.
Sure.
Just used to do that because you go outside and play, right?
But, one of the reasons that they had to increase the height of the sidebars, whatever they call those,
uprights,
is because the linemen became more athletic, and the launch angle has to go much higher now to just get it up over them. So it's not just kicking a 35-yard field goal.
Right.
It's kicking it and getting it over.
Up in the
air. What do you think? Probably 10 feet? Those guys are 6'6", 6'7".
Probably.
Getting their arms close to.
Yeah, you better.
But they're not standing up at there. They're not standing straight up when they're rushing.
Well,
It's still 7 or 8 feet.
Yeah, 7 or 8 feet. Getting their hands out front.
Did either one of you guys ever come see my backyard with the goalposts
up? Oh, I absolutely did many times.
Did you ever kick with me?
No, I watched you kick.
Did you watch? Okay. So I would, you know, noodle around like a hack amateur kicking. And I wasn't very good soccer style. I was actually better hatch soccer style lefty than I was righty.
Really?
Whoa.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I said better, not good. So I was completely incapable righty. Lefty, I could pooch in a 25, 30-yarder if I caught it just right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But what people don't understand, those that want to be like, you know, these kickers suck. Why don't you just get one that is automatically? There is a whole kinetic chain, much like a golf swing, Mr. Ronis, that you know that has to occur for maximal correct kicking. It starts with a three-step run-up, the plant leg, the hips untwisting, the foot cocking at the right angle. You have to hit it right on the tarsal bone, I believe. Yeah, there's a bone in your foot. That's the hard bone right on top. You got to hit it just right.
Yep.
You got to swing your leg correctly. You got to have incredible hip flexibility to generate that speed, and it's got to go in just the right sequence. Otherwise, you look pathetic going, phew.
And the ball.
And you dribble it off the tee.
The ball has to be held at a certain angle. Because if you make the same
kick... Well, everyone's different.
Right, but I mean, it has to be held at a similar angle each time.
Some like it straight, some like it turned left, some like it turned right.
I get it, but...
But holding is very important with the kick.
It has to be that way for that kicker.
Right.
Because if he's swinging his foot the same way, he knows a 47-yarder, he's got to hit a certain height on the ball. He knows a chip shot, he can hit a little lower on the ball to be safe with it.
Sure, yeah.
But the fact is, if it's not held at the proper angle, then we're talking hook and slice.
Yeah. Well, my point is that if it were easy athletically, they wouldn't have kickers as specialists. They'd let anyone on the team go ahead and kick.
Ocho Cinco. Remember, he kicked a couple. He could kick.
He's got a soccer background.
Well,
he did soccer commentary for the World Cup.
Yeah.
And there's a current kicker. There's a current position player in the NFL who also kicked for the, I want to say the Bengals, in an emergency situation. And he's fucking good. Like, it happened earlier this year where their kicker got hurt. Maybe it was the Cardinals. I'll look it up
while you guys talk. If it was that easy, you wouldn't waste a roster spot.
Of course.
On a kicker.
Of course. Exactly. So are bad kickers, when they fuck up and they choke, annoying, and you want to destroy them because they're not really football players, hatch? Yes, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
We don't like them.
But the kickers are getting so good now. And when you have a guy like Justin Tucker, who I think is the best to ever do it, what a fucking weapon that is.
Right.
You know?
Patriots lived and died by it for four Super Bowls, I think.
Vinatieri first.
Vinatieri.
And then Gostkowski was really good for a long time.
Great. They didn't win their Super Bowls by 20 points.
But you know what, Hatch? They're like new putters.
Kickers.
They're like new putters in the golf bag. Eventually, they run out of putts.
Right.
Eventually, they run out of kicks.
Kickers are
amazing?
So mental. Like... Oh, my God. If the holder doesn't hold the ball the exact way they want it, it's a miss. If they don't get the rights, it's a miss. It's
it's
so
mental. Physically, it should be the same thing over and over. So you know it's mental when they are three-year careers. Like, if you're good for 1 year, why aren't you good for 20?
Right.
It's not that. I'm not going to say it's not that difficult, but it's not that different.
Right.
It's kind of like golf, right?
Right.
Baker Finch.
Well, you just lose it.
What the heck?
You know who it is? It's Justin Reed. Texans. Justin Reed calls an opportunity to fill in as emergency kicker a dream come true.
And what is he, a D-back?
I believe so. He wears number 30, but he basically came in and he was just whomping the shit out of it. So it was pretty impressive. But anyway, back to the state of the art of kicking, just as a microcosm of sports in general. So back in the day, you could win MVP by making 70% of your kicks as a straight-on toe puncher like Mosley.
Right.
Nowadays, kicking is so good, people get mad when they don't automatically bang in 45-yarders, right?
Yep.
Well, I mean, what's the average make, 70% now for kickers?
League-wide?
I think it's 70-something percent.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah,
in today's NFL, if you make 70, you're cut. Or you don't even come close to being on a roster, whereas that used to win MVP.
Right.
So the question came up as to why are kickers so much better? And I said, basically, Ronis, attention flows where there is opportunity and money. So much like any sport, any league, anything over the last 30 years, people say, I should start a camp for kickers.
Mm-hmm.
I could charge kids who want to play football and be a kicker, come and learn to kick from, you know, Fawad Reves or some former NFL kicker, right? And so they get better. They study on video.
Yeah.
They train better. The state of the art gets elevated so that they're just much better.
Data.
Yeah, data and all that stuff. Yep. Like I made the comparison of, you know, in basketball, these guys shoot today crazy.
Right. Like, making shots like crazy.
Exactly.
Watch Magic Johnson and those guys shoot jump shots. Oh,
dinosaurs.
My God. Oh, it looks so ugly. And they didn't make them hardly.
So by comparison, so Larry Bird, pretty good three-point shooter, right?
Right.
He showed up for the first three-point contest in 85 when the NBA put it into the All-Star format and said, which one of y'all is playing for second?
Right.
And he won it the first year, the second year, and the third year. Then his back went out, and that was it for him. Yeah. But he won it 3 years in a row.
And don't forget, I don't think Larry Bird grew up in high school, definitely, and I don't think college, they had a three-point line.
No.
So it just happened in the pros.
Right. Okay, so he was a 37.6% career three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's at 42.9 right now, career. 5 percentage points better, and he is 8 inches shorter. And here's the kicker. Larry Bird averaged 1.8 attempts a game.
That's it?
Two. For his career, three-pointers.
I thought he shot way more.
No shit. Because back then, Hatch, if he took four a game, he'd be like, whoa, come sit over here. What are you doing? Are you a maniac? Well,
and you
are you high on bath salts? What are you doing shooting all these threes?
Well, they had Parrish and McHale in the post.
Yeah. Sure.
Like you're getting Parrish and McHale the ball every single time. And then Bill Walton.
Right.
But I mean, teams back then had three-point. They had one guy that would come in and be a three-point shooter. For instance, Chicago had Craig Hodges.
And he won the contest like the next 3 years.
Wow. Dale Ellis.
He won it for one of those years.
Dale Ellis was a three-point shooter.
The specialist started when Ori started making some three-pointers to win championships, right?
Right.
And then they're like, whoa, we need this guy. And then it happened that Kerr? Who's the coach?
Steve Kerr.
It was before that.
I know, but those are the guys. You needed one of those guys on every team.
That's when they started having.
If Bird was 37% on two squeezes a game, and Steph is 42.7%. How many squeezes per game do you think he's getting from outside the arc?
8 to 12.
Yeah, 9.
Right? 9.
Basically 9.
Yeah.
Think
so
about
he's
that.
And then
the analytics
more.
On the 3 versus 2 points.
Right. Now, the 3-point line in the NBA was moved in for a period of like 4 years from 23-9 to 22 even.
Yep.
Then they moved it back out. They're like, this is dumb. But otherwise, the bucket's the same. It's 10 feet. It's the same circumference, whatever that is. I don't know it. And the line is the same. Why are shooters way better now, and why do they shoot more? Because the state of the art
technology,
has been elevated.
Data.
And the coaches are allowing it and reinforcing it.
And the younger players are focusing on it. Like, I'm going to learn how to be more fundamentally sound, and they just fucking fill it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it might be easier because there's no one guarding you. So theoretically.
they don't play defense anymore.
Right?
You are right.
But I'm saying, at that deep.
Nobody plays
defense. Someone's like, you're either open because you put it down low and then they dish it back out to you, but you're open. If you can perfect that motion and that timing, it's not like going into lane and having to change your body structure and everything and lane up at different angles. It's like it's the same shot. It's like a foul shot over and over and over.
That's
I mean it's harder, but
that's like golf. State of the art in golf has continued to elevate and elevate. And the equipment we know,
but they're still stronger.
They're
just
stronger and all their swings are better.
Right.
Sure.
That's why it's going far.
But you're right. It starts with specialization. So all of a sudden you're a soccer player who sees the money that professional soccer in the United States makes. And then your dad says, you know what, why don't we try the Garo-Yupremian
camp
this
summer?
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you're kicking field goals. Then you're kicking in high school. Then you get a scholarship to college because you're a kicker. Because you decided not to play soccer, and you decided to kick football.
Yeah, your son, Albert, has got to choose between tuba camp and the Garo-Yupremian kicking camp.
Right.
My buddy told me at County, a couple years ago, the kicker at County was getting talked to by Alabama.
Yes.
What's County?
Saban.
We got a worldwide audience here, Hutch.
County High School.
My kicker
from 2 years ago was booming the ball, and Saban came and talked to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where did he end up going?
I don't know.
But he was getting recruited big time.
Nick Saban was right here
in our
county.
Nick Saban was that came and talked to him.
Should have come. See the mech. See the god. I ain't got time for you, all right?
Yeah.
Maybe I could have said, hey, can you do a podcast with me, Coach Saban?
So.
That'd be great.
His face would have looked like his face did when Pollock told him, Georgia is the new the new big boy on the block. And did you see Saban's face after he heard that?
Yeah, he was like, okay, I'm going to file that one away and fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to pay my players more.
So Maher, did he have the yips? Let's talk about the dreaded Y word. Do you think he had the yips?
I think he did.
Had to.
And like I said, kickers mentally are weak. And they just, once they start missing, it's like they just start missing. It's like missing short putts, right?
Yeah.
Once you start missing short putts, it's all in your head, and you keep on missing them.
Do you remember?
You knew after two went exactly the same, missing wide right, that next one was getting duck hooked.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing in golf.
Left. Yep,
I thought
same
the fourth
thing.
One was going to be a top. I said, usually it goes flare, duck hook, top.
Yeah.
But he got an airborne, he just missed it. So should McCarthy not have sent him out there for the extra point? Should they have gone for two?
No,
because they scored a touchdown.
Twice they went for it on fourth down when he was missing. They were like, we're not kicking.
Right.
The touchdown they scored.
All right, but okay, so fine. So when they score, why not go for two? Why not say
the analytics say you're supposed to.
No, fuck the analytics. They were blowing them out.
You have to prepare him mentally for the next game.
Right.
You're praying.
Yeah, you have to.
You're praying that he makes one.
You don't want to hide him, huh?
No, because the kicker's going to remember his last kick. And unfortunately, you keep missing him. You're in trouble.
Exactly.
So he's hoping, he's praying. Oh, he makes this one, and then he'll forget about those other ones. Like, it's just a bad dream.
Right, okay.
But the fact is, the bad dream is going to go for another week.
All right, what are some other examples of you almost have to hide your eyes of mental meltdowns? Because I think nothing is quite as bad as Ernie Els at the Masters that year when he six-putted from 2 feet, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It was the first hole of the first day, and he's got a two-footer for bogey on one and then six putts.
Yeah, and not many of them long. Wasn't like he hit the first one 8 feet by.
And he made the cut still, too, didn't he?
No.
He had a good tournament, I think.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I think he made the
positive.
Cut.
No chance.
He made the cut.
Because they
no
were talking
chance.
About his...
2006 is, I believe, when it was.
You might
I think he
that
made
up.
The cut.
Yeah. I think he actually did pretty well.
No way.
I think he did, too.
And they were coming.
No, 2016.
Yeah, I think he actually did pretty well.
All right, now I'm going to look this one up. I was thinking one example would be Dan Jansen at the Olympics, the speed skater from Wisconsin, from
kept
Milwaukee.
Falling
kept falling down. He was a favorite, and they're like, okay, all right, last race, the 1500, he fell down. Let's hope this time it's a clean race. Okay, it looks good. And he's going, oh, no, he fell down again.
Heartbreaking, too, because all the story behind it and everything else, because his family. And that was incredible, actually, to watch that.
Who else?
I see so many in golf that it's hard to get a whole lot of other ones in my
all
mind.
Right,
your boy from the Nets, free throw shooting.
Oh, well, and then baseball.
The one who got traded from Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, James Harden?
No, from 76ers to the Nets.
Oh, Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Yeah.
His free throw shooting.
But also the kid.
His everything shooting.
His everything. You want to talk about mental. That guy has got some serious issues going on.
And no question. But he also couldn't shoot in college. He was just bigger and faster.
But he was a free throw shooter. He could shoot free throws.
Maybe.
Not like he misses them now.
There was a kid in college who missed three free throws with no time on the clock to lose. Ooh. They only needed two to win, one to tie. Got three shots because he was shooting a three. He goes, oink, oink, oink. Missed them all.
He's probably on a plow in Minnesota somewhere now. That would ruin you. Baseball, you have the Steve Saxes, who can no longer throw
Chuck
the ball to
Knobloch,
first base.
Chuck Knobloch.
Yep. Mackie Sasser was a catcher for the Pirates who couldn't throw it back to the pitcher.
Rick Ankiel had to be moved to the outfield because he couldn't find the plate anymore. He was
couldn't
a pitcher,
find the catcher. He was throwing it into the screen.
Okay.
It's fascinating. So you have all those yips. Yeah. And frankly, he had a great career with the Nationals, but Ryan Zimmerman could no longer throw the ball from third base. They said it was injury, but really, he basically got the yips of throwing the ball to first base, and they moved him to first.
If a player one of your students, has the yips, John Ronas, what do you do?
We change the grip entirely.
The
so
grip.
The first thing we do is we
How
remove...
How much changing of it?
Completely.
So, like, go cross-handed or something crazy?
Cross-handed, claw, whatever
claw,
it may be.
Claw, saw, pencil.
But we start off with the yips are an involuntary, if you want to call it, an involuntary reaction to impact. So the first thing you do is close your eyes. That guy would have made a kick last night if he would have just closed his eyes, ran up there, and did what he's normally
doing. Probably right. Exactly.
Pat, you ever putted closing your eyes?
Maybe messing around.
Yeah.
But I've never had the yips before.
Yeah.
I don't get them.
Oh, really?
Now, I have
I don't get them.
He's like, no, I hit good putts. They just don't go in.
I didn't say that, but because you know how I am with the game.
I know. You're
it
like.
It never gets to me.
That's true.
You know, so I don't. You know, do I get mad sometimes? Yeah, I get mad sometimes, but I just forget about it and go and move on to the next.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a classic.
I've never seen him out on the golf course, Ronis.
That's
great. I've played with Hatch for 20 years now. Never seen him genuinely mad. Like, he'll be just frustrated, and then he'll do the Hatch cackle, and then it's done.
That's great.
He's moving on.
I mean, I've had the driver yips for, not anymore, I don't think. But I've had driver.
Let me scoot my chair away from you just a little
driver
bit.
Yips.
In case they're contagious, you know.
For a long time.
I was hitting my driver great this fall. I don't want to catch
you,
anything.
You were. You played well this summer.
So I know. I know what it feels like to not be able to pull the trigger. And that's what happens to these kickers and anyone else. It's just a lack of being able to pull the trigger.
Confidence. They lose their confidence.
Totally. Yep. Totally.
Once you lose your confidence.
Quarterbacks, too.
Yep.
Do you know that I heard that Hank Haney, the legendary teacher, once had the driver yips.
Mm-hmm. And he said he couldn't play these great courses, get invited to play these great courses, and he wouldn't go and play. I know this feeling.
Because
he was embarrassed.
Couldn't put it in play, right?
Well, there's not putting it in play, but there's also the pure embarrassment of then topping, like you said, or just doing something that you're like, I'm a professional, and I'm doing this, and I can hit an 8-iron at the stick all day long, and I can't put a driver remotely in play. This it's the first shot.
Yeah.
And everyone's watching. Hey, he's a pro.
Oh, I'll give you your golf for instance. Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah. Who would have the
with
hitch.
That hitch. Oh, my. Yep. And he overcame it.
Mm-hmm.
It took him 10 years.
Did he overcome it?
Yeah, he's doing better now.
Yep.
So he doesn't have the hitch anymore.
Nope.
Still not a great golfer. But
no, but at least he can play.
Did you hear about in Lake Tahoe, he bet like $10,000 on himself to finish in the top like 50.
Yeah. And?
And he didn't.
Classic Barkley, right?
He's definitely not going to.
Apparently, Haney said that he cured his driver yips by looking at a dot that he drew under the brim of his hat.
So he's not looking at the
swinging.
Ball. That's it. It's blindfolded.
Really?
It's the same thing. You're blind.
I have putted with my eyes closed. I got. I did that in Scotland for a while on our trip. It works.
It's a reboot.
It works for a while.
Right.
And then you're like,
It's not as good. Because you need that little in you to see and get your surroundings and be able to feel it.
But not
so
too much.
So does a kicker. A kicker's looking at the ball.
Yeah.
Someone throwing a ball or shooting a ball is looking at their target. Right? The kicker's looking at the ball. The golfer's looking at the ball. So there's a different kind of thing that goes on, but it's impact.
Yeah.
And most of the other sports are reactionary sports, so you can kind of get through it usually quicker.
Because you don't have time.
Correct. Yeah. But the ball standing still, it's scary.
Ernie Els in 2016 missed the cut by a mile. He shot 80-73. But the fact he shot 80,
next year.
The fact he shot 80 after that six putt on one, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of impressed by that.
Yeah.
You know, could be worse.
Eight over? He was eight over on the first hole, so he shot what? Even
par
the
rest? He was seven over.
So he shot six one over the rest of the way.
Exactly.
That's pretty damn good.
That is mentally tough right
yes.
there.
Yes. After
it would
the
be
first
easy
hole.
To post 100.
Just ask Rory McIlroy.
Oh, God.
He only did his on three holes at the Masters.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Crazy. All right, so Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah,
what you gonna do, Hatch? You got a date with the Niners, classic matchup. All those heavyweight bouts between the Niners and Cowboys in the 90s when you had Dion and Ken Norton switching teams and Charles Haley switching teams. Just a bloodbath every January. It's back, baby.
It's back.
I love it.
In San Francisco.
You feel good? You got a shot?
Well, Cowboys. I think why Dallas has a shot is if they can put some pressure on this boy Purdy.
Okay.
Now we're going to see it. The pressure's going to be ratcheted up a little bit more in the divisional round of the playoffs. Right. In the last couple of games.
Here comes Micah Parsons.
He hasn't played too well the last couple of games. He played okay this last game, but against Arizona that last, he did not play well.
Oh, Purdy?
Yeah, he didn't play that well.
Okay.
Played well enough.
Yeah.
I mean, their defense is so good.
But
all he has to do is keep them on the field.
Dallas's challenge is going to be an answer for Debo Samuel. Dallas does not do well with him.
Debo's sick.
He's fun to watch. And now they got Christian McCaffrey too as well.
It's kind of unfair.
Yeah, but Parsons gets so much pressure on there that Purdy's going to have to kind of isolate and keep on looking at one receiver. He's not going to be able to make his reads because it's going to be so quick that he's going to have to make a decision.
He seems to be processing pretty good.
Yeah, but he won't have as much time.
True.
Because that Parsons is unbelievable.
He's sick. Although I will say the one game where he did absolutely nothing was against the Packers when they lost. Right. I don't understand it. That was the one game he was a complete
bad matchup. Maybe
I don't know.
Yeah,
they just ran away from him or something like that.
He's all over the field, so you can't like.
Well, the thing
him.
That you do is you run anyone that's like kind of halfway undersized is rushing the quarterback is you run at him.
Run at him. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You run at him. They used to do it to Greg Lloyd.
Yeah.
You just run at those little.
But you got
to
be ahead.
He's not really little, but he's not built to take
on
linemen pulling and taking run plays towards him.
Right. Yeah. Dak was great last night. Where are you at on Dak?
It was awesome last night.
Do you like Dak? Dak.
I like Dak.
Okay.
But the problem is this year he's been so inconsistent.
Right.
So he'll have a great game, then he'll have a bad game.
Okay.
So we'll see. I think he's going to have another good game. The problem is San Francisco's weapons. I'm more concerned about – I think Dallas is going to score on San Francisco. I don't have a problem.
Yeah, but it's about – Dak has to limit his mistakes.
Yes.
He gets one mistake, margin of error.
Yeah.
Two mistakes, two picks, one pick, one fumble, you're losing. You're done.
Yeah. Because Dallas is going to have a hard time stopping their offense. That's what I'm concerned
about.
All right,
because it's so well-rounded.
As a Cowboy fan, Dak – versus Romo. Ooh. Who did you like better? Who do you like better?
I like Dak better because he brings another element to the game.
A little bit more running?
Yeah, a little
more. But he's flawed, right? He has not yet done it at the highest stage. By the way, my feeling about Dak is he's a stud. He's a stud who's flawed. He's not perfect. He handles, Ronis, the job of quarterback. Dallas Cowboys, which is a big fucking title.
Right.
It's a big office.
Right.
Really well.
Really well.
He never gets shook, really.
He showed it last night.
But the off-the-field stuff, too, you know, that's a big job off the field every day to be the quarterback of that team.
Seems like he doesn't need to be the star also. Seems comfortable in his own skin. You know, you don't see him out. You don't see a ton of Dak trying to be the special guy.
You know what I judge it on? I judge it on cringe moments by athletes today, and I can't remember one with Dak. Like, a lot of athletes have some success, they get kind of big, and either on social media or an interview or whatever, they do something, and you go, oh, God. And you kind of, shake your head. I haven't seen that with Dak.
Right.
I agree.
But
totally agree.
But I understand he's flawed. I understand he's not, like, in the top four, five quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, no.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to the game. We'll see. Good luck to your Cowboys. And by that, I mean
you know he's the oldest.
Die a horrible death. Although, wait a minute. I don't like the Niners either.
Run. Just
Dak's
run at him.
The oldest quarterback left in the playoffs. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Is
well,
he?
I believe at 29 he's the oldest left. Yeah.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts. How old's Daniel Jones? Oh, he's young, too.
He's young.
Yeah.
They're all... Mahomes is second.
The Giants and Philly game, mark my words, going to be a close game.
Really?
Oh, really? Okay. Mm.
I don't know.
You heard it from me first.
Hatch has that wry smile. Like,
yeah,
look,
you heard it from me
first.
That Giants, Giants are starting to kind of peak a little bit. Do I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl? Nah.
They're done.
But they're going to... Do I think Philadelphia is going to beat them? Probably, but the game is going to be a lot closer than everybody thinks.
Nope.
All right. Is Brady done?
He's done.
Wow.
Done.
No.
He's four. He can't take the hits anymore.
I love him.
45 years old, those hits.
Let me rephrase it. Is
done.
Is he going to play again, Hatch?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll play again.
Okay. That's the difference right there.
Yeah, but he's done. He can't take the hits anymore.
Well, he can't move anymore.
Yeah, he can't move.
He never could, but he can't take the hit. He's 45 years old. Those hits coming from 23-year-old dude, that's the – no, your 45-year-old body can't take it.
Avocado ice cream.
You saw what he was doing.
TB12 method.
Throwing the ball on the ground.
Come on, man.
That one interception he threw in the end zone, the reason why he threw it is because Parsons was coming straight at him. He didn't want to take the hit.
And he short-armed it?
He short-armed it and turned and ran away.
Yeah.
Well, it is much more of a young man's game now, where if you cannot run and get dirty, and this is the thing I've said about Rodgers to Packer fans. I'm like, look, he is a precise Packer. He's a precise passer, precise passer. He can read and process lightning quick, but he don't want to get dirty.
He doesn't. And look at him. He started throwing the ball up, too. Rodgers did some things
more,
that were very unfamiliar for him. When that rush started getting them, throw it up.
Every quarterback now.
The older
now,
you get, you don't want it to. The hits hurt a lot more older you get.
I mean, there was that one run last night with Dak. He was out there in the flat, and he was full bore, took a hit, flew forwards, got hit in the legs.
Yep.
It was like, fuck yeah, let's play football.
Yeah.
29 that's, years old.
That's this right.
And, that's and, why. 29.
Now, but I'm saying that's necessary now. There was a period where Manning and Brady, not mobile at all, could sit back in the office and ping, ping, ping.
Yep.
Games evolved.
Yeah.
It's not that way anymore.
I mean, no, the days of those quarterbacks are long gone. You need an athlete back there, some type of all the quarterbacks are athletic
now. Right.
I mean, the boy from Jacksonville, 6'6",
Trevor
athletic.
Lawrence, yeah.
He can run.
He can. He's big. And they ran Lawrence on power at Clemson a lot. You know, so he can do it if they want to. It'll, and by the way, you got to love him going to a Waffle House after the game.
It was awesome.
Full Jacksonville.
Absolutely. And Jacksonville is a scary place.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Him in a Waffle House in Jacksonville is just fantastic.
What are you saying, man? I might want to go there again.
The city in Jacksonville is
terrible. I agree, bro.
Yeah, I'm not going to go any further than that. But it is
right.
It's an interesting place.
Come on, Duval.
It's scary. You don't want to go to public school.
Yeah. Duval.
It's crazy.
All right. So Brady's going to play probably somewhere else. I could tell by his tone and everything after the game, he wasn't like saying goodbye. He was saying sort of goodbye to Tampa.
What does he have to do?
He's going
to
go to one of three places: San Fran, Vegas, or Miami.
Vegas.
You can cancel out San Francisco.
Because?
Because they're going to trade Garoppolo, and they have Trey, and they got this boy Purdy now.
They're set.
Why would you go old for 1 year?
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see how Purdy.
The only place he's going to go that I see if he goes somewhere is the Raiders.
And that guy's
Josh
the worst
McDaniel.
Coach. McDaniel's the worst coach in the league. He's close to
him.
He's
terrible.
A terrible, terrible head coach. He's proven
stinks.
It.
Lost to Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, he's terrible.
That's the only game Jeff Saturday won.
He's terrible.
That's right. That is bad. That's bad to have on your resume.
Right.
And he would have been
lost
fired.
To the guy who came off the street.
He would have been fired, but the Raiders are so broke.
Yeah.
Because they're still paying the crew.
I know. They're like, we don't want to pay for his salary to fire his ass, but we know we should.
Yeah, it's awful.
So,
like the Texans?
Yes. So the other thing is, you know, Brady is not he didn't blow up his family and then unretire to then re-retire right away. So he's committed to doing this until they have to drag him off the field.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be stunned, Ronis, if he plays two more years.
But what are you going to get from him?
You're going to
look at these guys.
I don't know.
You're not going to get anything.
It's a certain situation.
It's a waste of money. You're going to pay him $30 million.
Yes.
To throw for
66 squeezes a game like last night, most ever in his career.
Right.
66 passes. Yeah. That's a joke.
And he need too
like
much
12.
Now for him to be successful.
I know. But there's always desperate teams. And if he's committed to, like, fuck it, I got to play somewhere, he'll go to the Jets. Yeah. He'll go to one of the tier two teams. He'll go to the Colts.
The Jets wouldn't be a bad
thing. It's a Willie Mays ending.
Maybe go to the Commanders.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I hate to say it because it's not going to happen, but that would be one of the better places because if he came into then, he could take, you know, a little bit less money. He's got a great, great receiving core. And they could spend their draft picks on shoring up the offensive line a bit. You know,
yeah.
You're in pretty good shape.
What's the
but
most?
He also needs a he needs a stud tight end.
Yeah.
He has always had a stud tight end, regardless of
he had two
the
in New England
core.
And then one guy was convicted of murder.
Yeah, one guy got loose.
Shit, he I hate it when that happens.
He needs so much now that it's not even worth the. You're going to get 1 year out of him.
I agree.
You need a good offensive line. You need a good running game. You need good receivers. Yeah. I mean, who's got all that?
the guy gets hit,
he's going
to
be.
Vegas
so you
might
mentioned
do it to put seats in the to
yeah
put,
yeah
the
that's
the
it
seats.
Yeah the owners
the Miami
like,
thing
paid.
The Miami thing is a slice of ownership because mm-hmm. remember they were trying to put that
yeah,
together before the whole Flores thing yeah exactly
yep.
So what is the most embarrassing what are you doing bro legend situation you mentioned Willie Mays that was when Willie Mays was stumbling in the outfield for the who did he go to
I don't know he wasn't still with the Giants.
No, it was somewhere else, but it was like, just hang it up already. Do you guys remember Johnny Unitas as a Charger?
No.
Yep.
There's photos of it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember
high tops.
Do you remember Jerry Rice as a Seahawk?
Oh, yeah.
For a hot minute.
Hairline way back here in the braids. I was like, brother, take that stuff off.
Take it off and retire.
Right.
You're a legend. You're the greatest receiver ever.
O.J. Simpson with San Francisco.
That's another one right there.
Oof, yeah. That was terrible.
All right. Listeners, send us in your best embarrassing what are you doing, bro, situations. Okay. What else to finish up here today? We've had a good run here. Thank you, Ronis. I have ordered
you guys have to order
three lobsters, one to go.
I just realized as these guys were walking
by. Do they close?
No, I have a golf committee meeting. Men's Golf Association meeting. I thought it was on Thursday.
Oh, shit.
It's on Tuesday, but I don't care.
Okay.
So I'll go in there whenever I feel like it, but you guys are going to sit here and eat until you vomit.
All right, I don't think I need that. Right. One more thing, Ronis, from you, just in general, that you've been dying to talk about since you have this outlet now.
You know, nothing really. My Huskies, I'm really upset with my Huskies.
College basketball. UConn is back, baby.
They were number two.
Yeah.
They've lost, I think, four in a row. And they got Hurley coaching. I've been watching more basketball. My son's buddy plays for Duke. So Jeremy Roach. But Jeremy's been hurt. So I watched
Duke. Is he a Leesburg kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a great kid, great family.
Oh, that's
family.
Right. He's got great hops, too.
Yeah, but so I watched them, and I watched UConn, and, you know, it's been just very depressing. So
as depressing as winter is in the Mid-Atlantic, where you could play golf, but it's not going to be very good, and it's cloudy all the time, and
I would
just
like
sort of 40s.
I wouldn't mind right now, Zabe, 2 feet of snow. Now, I am going to next week I'm leaving, and I'm going down to Florida and playing Jordan's Place, which is a trip I take every year, and I love it.
Thanks for the invite.
Right.
What's up with that? Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
All right, Hatch, anything from you, my friend?
You
texted me something you wanted
to
talk about, and we've since forgotten it.
I did forget it.
Why do you have your text set to erase? Probably security reasons,
security,
right?
Yes. Erase all
Hatch,
my texts.
I want to know what is
here, hold
the
on.
Temperature
I'm gonna find
for
it right
you
here.
For golf? What is the temperature? What's the drop-dead temperature for
it
you?
Has to be above 50 and sunny. No wind.
In the last couple of days, the wind has been brutal.
Yeah, I don't
but
play
it's also,
in the winter.
It's always sloppy in the winter here. You know, because the rain can't soak in.
Right,
it's just sloppy.
That doesn't bother me. It's the cold, the wind and the cold. Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I know what it was. You want to talk about guys like Stetson Bennett? We already talked about.
Oh,
we did talk about that on the phone.
Yeah, we talked
did that
about
by
that
phone.
On the phone.
All right. Yeah. So I think we're set.
More
reason Brady should retire. Guys
all right.
like that.
Ronis, you want to plug the biz here?
No, I just
you don't.
I want to say thank you to River Creek for feeding you guys, which they're about to do.
I appreciate
and,
that.
Thank you for having us.
We got a good club here, so. If you have any questions, come see me. But, no, I thank you for inviting me.
How about
this,
a lesson from you?
This is fun. Anytime.
Okay.
Anytime.
I want a reverse grip chipping lesson.
Reverse blindfolding.
Reverse blindfolding.
You know what?
Shangalong.
Shangalong.
Shangalong. Interesting that you kick sometimes better soccer style, left-footed, maybe. We
right.
start to put a lefty pitching wedge in your bag.
That's I know right. a guy who pitches one-armed, and he putts
I do
lefty.
Too.
You know what he should be doing? Quitting.
No.
Yes.
He's played in the U.S. Mid-Am before.
Dear God.
Chipping with one hand?
John Oakes. Great dude.
Yeah.
Great player.
Good
you
for
wouldn't
him.
Think of it, but yes, he developed yips to the point where he chips one-handed, he putts lefty, and if you ask him to show you a putt righty, you will probably vomit. It is
still
shaking,
bad.
Shaking uncontrollably. All you do is turn him around, and he laughs at it. He's like, yeah, I don't know what happened.
Different side of the brain.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
exactly.
for him.
All right, boys. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.